because I have been taking Emma for everywhere, like everywhere, every bar that I've been in Nashville, my kind of been in there. You feel me? Yeah, so I'm gonna do better now. I'm gonna do better. Y'all just help me.
We got your bond money, but I don't know.
But I don't even gotta go.
Do you really go to the bank with yours?
I don't really have to go in the bank that often. Unless okay. I'm like, you know, yeah, if you can't deposit as yeah. much. But that's rare. But the times I have gone in the bank, it's been in the purse.
Okay.
So like, wow.
I mean, as long as you, like you said, you keep yours in the middle. Like, I don't have a lot of compartments normally in my purse. But like, mm-hmm. if I'm opening up, like, trying to get my wallet, the gas entry every time. When I get my wallet out, they see it. But technically, I can have it in here.
Right? Yeah.
I feel like Nardo lit the gas
station. Yeah, pumping gas with my gun out.
But,
y'all so funny.
I fuck with Nardo Wick. He look, so, look, that's her nigga right there.
Are you want to see him?
I might come.
Look. Where you gonna be at?
At East Bowl.
East Bowl.
Yes, but somebody yeah. showed me it's
yeah.
a.
It's like a bowl
Nardo
like
Wick gonna be there.
Yes. He ain't never lacking. He pump gas with his gun out.
That's how I feel.
I'm screaming. Y'all are so funny. No, I'm not gonna see that because, baby, what you doing?
Listen,
I've been missing you.
No, for real.
Baby, what you doing?
I've been missing you. The VIP 69, I think general admission
25. Oh, okay, that's not about right.
No,
right, we get the VIP.
But a 69, we can swing that. Like,
69, that's under $100.
Yeah, he's really too
big. I'm gonna hook you up. Don't worry.
Like, come on.
I'm screaming.
Not me looking up the tickets right now. Really. Come on.
How was Wale?
I didn't even go.
What?
I didn't go.
Did anybody go? I haven't heard that person.
Me either.
I know a few people that went, but I was like, I'm just going to stay home. The ticket was only $35.
Damn. The tickets were that cheap?
The tickets yeah. were only $35, so I was... Well, it was at Marathon Music Works, and I do think that Wale, I think he has a good following, but I don't think he would sell out a big.
Not in Nashville.
Not in Nashville, yeah. at least. Maybe on the East Coast, yeah. DC, but like Nashville, no.
Yeah.
He,
I mean,
I
was scared Wale. He was going to do all new music, and I mean, granted, I know the songs, but I like I'm a old, fan yeah. of the older stuff.
Yeah, yeah, I like it. His new album wasn't bad at all. It's yeah. a few songs on there, but I get what you're saying, because the last two albums before that,
I don't know the words.
I don't know the words
like
to that.
The, yeah.
So I was like, I'm not, yeah.
I want to engage.
Yeah, know? I need to help. I need to be able to help you perform.
Right. I need to be on the stage. Y'all stupid.
When you get tired, pass me the mic because I'm finna hold you down.
No, nah, for real, pass me the mic.
Y'all, we have a special guest today. And I'm excited. We've been in here giggling. So.
Oh, I thought you was introduced.
Oh, okay.
Because
you usually go first.
I know, so but you was talking. I'm like, okay. Go ahead, introduce.
So, yeah, welcome to Mommy's RS Podcast. It's just Miss Jazz. We in here, and I'm excited because our special guest today, I feel like she's my best friend, and y'all can't tell me she's not.
I am.
Period.
Y'all so cute.
Okay, come on.
And it's your hostess with the mostest, Champagne.
It's your girl, Fly Mama Mia. Hi, my name is Sean.
Hey, Sean.
Yes, welcome to Mommy's RS. So we invited Sean today because I feel like I told y'all in the group chat. Oh, I did it first, didn't I? I didn't. What's just Miss Jazz? Hey.
Yeah, I don't know what you said, but I don't.
I was laughing too hard. We're going to play this back and be like, she definitely introduced herself 5 times. But just so y'all don't forget, you feel me? So I told y'all in the group chat. Which she's not like certified, but I feel like she's a dating expert. She finna get us together.
Yeah, she did. She did say that. I was like, what is it?
She put me on
No, for real. Only because
I like it. I feel friends up though.
You feel me? Only because like I'm like, oh yes, that makes sense. That makes sense. And I think both of y'all, I think it's so funny. I was just telling her y'all remind me of each other. At first, y'all know I haven't like really been dating for real, but y'all made me view dating in a different way. Like, okay, maybe y'all can see what these niggas are talking about. Maybe they can be beneficial. You feel what I'm saying?
Options.
Options. No, for real. Mia definitely encourages me to keep my options.
You definitely should. Yeah, definitely options. I'm cracking up that you're not a real life dating expert, because in my mind,
I mean,
actually, she's a makeup artist. And
that's what I thought you was.
I was nervous. She's like, don't be. Now I'm nervous.
Well, because I looked, because on your Nashville board shirt, it says you did makeup. So I'm like, damn, she do makeup, she a dating expert.
She be teaching.
And I was going through your mutuals, and I'm like, oh, okay, so she know this person, and I know she probably like a real philosophical shit.
and she be getting me together. Like,
I mean, I am a firm believer of dating.
Like, why are you stopping me?
I didn't make it. My bad.
It's a Friday.
It's the way you like.
I sure was like, what's happening? Mia don't want to drink tonight.
I was
tonight.
Like, why she don't want me to grab my drink? Like,
she know
my bad,
we
y'all. I just grabbed me. And, I mean, I have been drinking champagne, y'all, like throughout the day. But guys, sorry.
Okay.
Just
what were
back.
You saying, Shai? Because
no, I was saying, I think dating is definitely important. So I do understand that as far as like the experience. Yeah, I do got that.
Yeah, I definitely, I've been learning stuff. I went hiking with Autumn today. Mm-hmm. And so I was telling her, I was like, man, I was like, Sean is coming on the show tonight. She's finna get us together so we can learn how to date. Cause like that time when you and your friend were live, mm-hmm. when we were on there acting a fool late night, that was a funny
I'm
ass
so
night.
Mad I didn't say
that was funny as hell.
I
should
but, be so nervous about saving stuff.
Listen.
I mean, once it hit the internet, it's already safe. I want
nah,
you to know.
Somebody for sure.
Somebody's definitely.
It wasn't that many people.
Okay.
It was really late.
Yeah. So you know.
I'm finna follow you because you been saying some wild ass shit.
Yeah.
That what it is?
No, okay. She said, oh, you say wild shit? You
I
got
like
a
that.
New follower.
I got I'm following you right now, actually.
No, but that night on live when you mentioned, you were saying like dates are not for questions. And when you go out to eat, that's not really a date. You know what I'm saying? I was telling her that when we went to. No, but I was telling her that when we went to Bar Taco the other day, I was like, you know, she really made me realize, like, you were going to eat anyway. Now, if I decide to eat with you, that's not considered a date. A date needs to be an activity. And then, like, when you were saying, when they try to catch you off guard on FaceTime, that's when you ask all them crazy-ass questions. I've been doing that shit. So, like, how you were saying, like, people say stuff is, like, certain things are first date questions. And you were like, right. Dates are not really for questions. They for fun, you know?
I agree.
So,
yeah.
I'm like, she been getting me together, baby. So,
yeah,
come help the people.
They're not going to tell the real answer anyway.
No, yeah. Everything is fake.
The first thing you ask a woman, the first thing they're going to say is a man be lying all the time. So why are you expecting to tell you the truth the very first day he sees you face to face?
Yeah, that's facts. Because everything that they say in the beginning is they fabricate it so that, like, I don't want to mess up this potential coochie.
Seriously.
Like,
it was something in my class in high school that says that something about women fall in love with their ears.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, niggas legit will tell you anything, everything that you want to hear.
And their favorite first question, tell me about you. So you gonna tell them everything about you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So he can literally verbatim tell you who he is. Yeah. I'm doing air quotes. But,
yeah.
So he can feed that back to you, and then you're sitting there thinking y'all got so much in common.
Yeah.
And I've experienced it.
I think they do that too, though. Women try to like put on this like facade that they're such a nice, happy-going woman. They don't really. The man doesn't know that she's really batshit crazy. She really got a small temper, like
right.
Hot-headed. I mean, most people in the beginning. That's why they say it's the honeymoon stage because
mm-hmm.
everything is fake. Everything is all bliss and glam until you get to know somebody for real. The interaction. You start being around somebody. That time, quality time. You like, hold on. I don't really like this person.
So how long do y'all think it take for the honeymoon phase to phase out? Like, when do you think people actually start showing their actual truth?
Shit,
I mean,
if you would have asked me before this year, I would have been like, about 5 months. Now, you could probably go on about 2 years.
No, it's definitely. Yeah, definitely.
A person can pretend to be something for, I think, about 2 years.
Yeah, I agree. And then even when I saw, I know if people have, like, different views on like the city girls, but I watched the interview of theirs and they were asking basically the same thing. Like, he asked them, he was like, how do you tell, you know how niggas be acting like they rich and whatever? She said, how do you really know if a nigga's lying, if he really broke? Mm-hmm. She said, shit, you don't know shit like it till you start living with him.
Facts.
You know
that
what I'm saying?
Is, yeah,
and
I
I'm
guess.
Like,
facts. Simple facts.
Or you can just check his account.
And I definitely did that, and that's probably why I'm back in the situation I'm in as of tonight. Cause I went through that Bank of America. You got what? I showed them how, you know, if you show the monthly breakdown of the budget. I was like, oh, okay, so you're not lying. You can stay here. Like, so yeah, they be lying.
You can see, like, I mean, I'm only speaking from a, when I say somebody got money, they got residual money, just money in a shoebox. But I'm pretty sure before I live with you, I've seen your account. Like, not that I'm searching for it, but I'm not even going to get close enough to live in this.
That's totally
marriage.
Different.
Yeah.
That
is
living is marriage.
Like,
yeah, definitely.
It's a whole other level of commitment.
Yeah.
Roommate, but I'm not on that. So
at all.
That's something different for me. But I know some women, they do, you know, jump into a situation that's living. Now, I feel like you got a lot. It's a lot of different ways I can tell you broke. True. If you got treasure.
Yeah, that's that's the devil.
You deal with somebody asking you for money, let me know if you broke or not.
Nah, yeah. For real. Yeah. So what would you say, like, women in general, we usually go wrong when we start dating? Especially as, like, a single mom. Like, what do you say we go wrong with dating?
From my perspective or male?
Yours.
The dating expert. You're the dating expert, remember?
I think we go wrong, women go wrong because they automatically take the fun out of it. Like, they're serious. As soon as you meet somebody, you're like, oh, my husband, I can see myself married to him, having kids to him, and you don't know him. That would be my thing for me.
Yeah.
I think a male perspective is they think we get too comfortable. And I think in this generation, we get comfortable with our words, like how we talk to them. We like the stuff that's jokingly at first. Like, I know some women who start off with the baby, baby, baby. And then I know some women who naturally, bruh, cuz, that's how they talk. But eventually, they think you're going to stop bruh, cuz, and homie in them. And we don't. Like, a lot of times, it's just kind of like, that's how we talk. That's who we are. And they're like, okay, it was cool when it was a kiki, but now I'm actually feeling you. And you, there's nothing soft about you.
Yeah.
So I think from their perspective, it would be us not matching the feminine energy they think is coming eventually. Because we already started off comfortable.
And I've had dudes tell me that. They like, you don't talk to me like you into me romantically. They say, you talk to me like one of the bros. And then they told me, they was like, to be honest, I don't want to pay my bros bills. You know what I'm saying?
You know that's a guard, like your guard up thing, though, right?
Yeah, and that's why I told them. I was like, the only time I've ever been vulnerable with somebody, it's like, it's rare. It's rare. You got to really be that nigga for me to stop. Be like, no, nigga, who you know, for me to stop talking to you like that, I need to feel like a certain level of security, a certain level of safety.
And I'm the opposite. Like, when I meet you if you have my phone number, I like you.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm not the person that's like, I'm going to give you your number and try. Like, we have had to have a conversation for you to get my number, and I enjoy the conversation. So I'm going to start off with the softness. You're going to know exactly when I don't like you anymore, because it's not going to be, hey, what you doing? First thing is good morning. I don't be up at 7 o'clock in the morning. Most men be up by 8. When I'm actually waking up to tell you good morning and responding back good morning or whatever, you're gonna know that I like you. But the moment I turn that switch off, you're gonna know. You're not gonna be like, she acting different. Like, she kind of run and shit. Like, I talk like, yeah, I know I'm a Meek fan, Nardo Wick fan. I talk like that too.
Yeah.
But I'm talking like that when I no longer respect you.
Yeah.
When I'm not feeling this anymore. Or, I'm not going to say they'll respect you. I'm going to say when I'm not feeling it and my one foot is out the door. And I'm just, my feelings are already, my mental, I already know. And you haven't done anything yet to, like, solidify it. But my intuition is telling me this is not going to work.
Yeah.
So that's when I start acting and talking that way. But I know a lot of women start off right out the gate. As soon as they, excuse me, miss, what's up, man? Like, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And the older I get, I'm trying to turn it off. But I'm really a nigga. I just look like this.
You look good. You a fine ass nigga.
You
a fine ass
nigga. You want to become a feminine woman once you find a man that can actually lead you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Let us put that into.
Yes. Mind. Amen.
So, okay. I had two questions I specifically wanted to ask. So, I have yet to, like, seriously start dating somebody. My child will be 5 this year. When do you say, is there a such thing as, like, too soon to start dating when you have a child? Like, after you have a child?
I can't answer.
Why you make that face?
I really can't.
I think that's more situational sometimes.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's definitely situational, and in my situation, it's really hard. But,
No, because I know people who start dating while they still pregnant. So I think it's a boundary.
I just told my friend that, like, I mean, she had a baby and I was like, find a stepdaddy now.
Because if you don't have, if you know you and your baby's father's not going to work out, why?
Live
that motherfucker,
It's definitely situational because everybody, I mean, the dynamics of family is just different now. Some people were in a relationship, some people wasn't. So it's kind of like...
Yeah, that's
true. I don't think it's... I'm going to be honest with y'all. I don't think it's different because my grandfather got my grandma and his wife he married to now pregnant. And they only the kids is only 5 months apart. Like, my dad is 5 months older than his other brother.
No, what I mean by situational or different is he probably had a
some kind of relationship with both women.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
You can just go fuck five bitches.
And then get them all pregnant. Ain't that... Yeah,
and
no.
Everybody's pregnant
yeah.
on the same night.
Yeah, you right. Yeah, you right. It was more a relationship then. Now it's right. more of like, we're just having sex.
Granted, he may have 10 families.
Yeah.
But he knew them women that he had 10 families.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Now it's just kind of like, I just met him last night and we accidentally ended up with a baby.
Yeah. Which is actually...
It's more common.
It's becoming way more... It's not possible, but it's definitely becoming more common. I mean, if you think about NBA, Future.
God, NBA is young. He got 9 fucking kids.
I'm sorry. I have to take Future's side of this argument, and I do this every time. Because...
I love
that. No, that's our man, so, you know.
No, I take Future's side because Future is grown. He has been... We're going to say musically. We're not going to act like we know him in real life. Musically, he's been the same person through and through his entire career.
Yeah.
The majority of his baby mamas came during that time.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew what they were signing
up. Oh, of course.
Now,
definitely.
It's a difference if you romance me
mm-hmm.
and make me feel like I stand a chance.
Yeah.
But this is the same man as I'm fucking 2 bad bitches at the same damn time.
Yeah.
Oh, you rather cry in a Honda or a bit. Like, he ain't never changed up. He ain't never romanced you. No, he may have said some shit that you thought was cute because he bought you a watch or something, but... Now, I gotta stand behind Future and the women he chooses. They all grown. They not young girls.
Yep.
They knew what they were signing up for. But these other men who out here
lying
and taking advantage of these women,
sure,
that's different facts. Like, that's different. But, like, if you actually know what you signing up for and you signed up for it thinking you were gonna be different, you on your own.
That's the number one mistake I would say we make. Like, if you see... how the previous girl was treated. I don't care what the situation was. Mm-hmm. Baby, you ain't no different.
I definitely agree with that.
Like,
so do you think a man...
What was that?
Hold on, because her face... This makes me...
Video,
her face...
To see this.
Her face is so funny. So,
a man don't be who he want to be with who he want
to
be.
That's what I was just about to say. Do you think... Yeah, I was just about to say that.
I know a lot of people, me and... Shout out Koya. We always make this joke. Like, if you talk to a nigga behind me, he's not going to do nearly half what he did for me for you. Because you're not me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the gift and the curse because he's going to be more mature for that woman that's supposed to be, but he's probably going to, I ain't going to say hate women, he's going to still chase that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And you not giving him that feeling, he's not going to match up. But it's a reverse because the negative, of course, if he treated her like shit, he going to treat you like shit.
Yeah.
But not all the time.
I think it varies.
Yes, case by case.
Case by case, yeah.
A lot of times, I think... With men, I used to didn't date men with children. I didn't want to date men who had kids. But now, I feel like if you got a kid, you got a little bit more responsibility in you.
Mm-hmm.
So
I will hope.
You may be a great dad from the outside looking in, but I see where you could be a better one. I'm going to help you rise to the occasion.
Of course.
Because that's my name on the line, too. I don't need nobody to shine up with a deadbeat. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I want your child to be equally happy because I'm not giving you one. So... Let's make that family happy.
That's what I just told. I was like, look,
you're not having no more kids. You got one child.
Her daughter grown up, so she is free.
When did you have your first child? I mean, your only child.
13.
You were 13. How do you? Whoa. She's 18. Mm-hmm. How does that feel to have an 18-year-old?
I'd be looking like, damn, I was younger than I did.
How does it feel to grow up with your daughter?
It was different because the generation, like, college and all that kind of stuff, like having friends and different people in my life that I kind of had to grow up faster, like as far as bringing people around her. Mm-hmm. Like, I know a lot of times, like when you was asking how soon is soon, this was like it's situational because, I mean, that was so long ago. Like,
yeah.
I can honestly say she don't meet men that I date, though.
Like, that's what, that was my next question.
Relationships with men, and she's never let them, never laid eyes on her in person because I knew that was...
Temporary.
Just that, like, it was a point in my life where I would go, we would be, I know this might sound really crazy, I would be your girlfriend, but because it was, I knew that it was, I've always felt like I'm an experience.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, we're great. Do I see forever with you? No. I never did that whole, oh, he got potential thing. It was what you do right now in the moment. Like, I like where we are in the moment, so yes, mm-hmm. I'll be your girlfriend. Can't do that anymore. But I used to be that way. But I knew that you were not a father for her. You were not a husband for me. So what do y'all need to meet for? And people are like, how do you get it? I'm like, I mean, you just get help. I mean, I had a village. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like I was struggling to to do. So it wasn't like I couldn't get a babysitter there when I needed a date or, you know, stuff like that. But I mean, it's few, I can say a few people may have on FaceTime or they know she exists, but like, she's probably only met 2 men my entire life. Like,
You preaching.
That's how I love what you said about the enjoying the experience, because I think that, like you said earlier about sometimes women go into it and take the fun out of dating. So many women do that all the time.
I think a lot of people, they want to get serious. I don't want to get married or have kids, and I think it's, to me, it's like how we're having this conversation, and we can all be in agreement that it sounds good or whatever. To a man, they don't hear that. Yeah. I've heard different men tell me that I don't love them, I don't care about them, because they feel like black women, that's our goal, like, to be married to them and have children with them, and I don't want either one from you. So they're like, well, what the hell do you want from me? It scares them, like, oh, so that means you can leave at any moment and you have no ties to me because I'm not moving in with you. So, like, they're just kind of like, what am I doing? There's no end game. And I'm like, it don't have to be, you know.
Marriage or a baby.
It don't have to be that. But I mean,
yeah, I agree.
I would never say no to marriage, but it would definitely not be the end all be all.
You would never say no to marriage. You would never say no.
I'm going
to
keep getting engaged.
How many times you been engaged?
That's not for them.
It's the throat clearance for me, baby.
Besides you being the dating expert, let's talk about you.
Look, okay, after today, I'm going to need you to add dating expert to your bio.
Besides that, I know you do makeup. So I thought it was interesting on the Nashville Voyager. Thank you. I don't know what's up. So you start doing hair in eighth grade, right? Mm-hmm. How was it doing hair in eighth grade? Was you like one of the girls that everybody came to the... get their hair braided?
Yes. No, well, I don't like braids.
Oh, okay.
Which is ironic.
You was doing actual hairstyle.
Mm-hmm. I don't like braids, which is ironic because my baby girl does braids.
She did her braids.
I was gonna say, your hair fine. Who did you?
She only does braids.
Okay. Really?
So, yeah, shameless plug.
Right, plug her IG name.
But, Braids by Tay. That's
on
Instagram, right?
Come on. Come on, but, plug your baby in.
Yeah, so, as far as, like, I started off doing hair, that's where my actual business name came from, 608.
Mm-hmm.
It was a joke, because I've been doing hair out of my mama's bathroom since I was little. Like, she wouldn't let us in the kitchen. We'd be in the bathroom, and her address is 608. So it started off like, you need to clean up Studio 608. It's junk in here. So it started from that to me going to college. I did hair in college. I didn't do makeup until I got to MTSU. And I never even wore makeup before then. The girl just knew that I could do hair. And she was like, can you do my model's makeup? And I was like, no, I do hair. And I mean, she was like, no, but you can do it. I was like, I don't even wear makeup. So she had a fashion show. It was 13 girls. Everybody bought their makeup. And I literally was just like, fuck it, let's wing it. I did everybody's makeup. At the end of the show, she introduced everybody. And everybody was like, they love the makeup. So my mom was like clapping for me when they introduced everybody. So they was, when I walked back out, everybody was surrounding my mom, asking her, like, do she got business cards? I'm like, we got some coming. So she, like, made me business cards that same weekend.
Shout out to mom.
Right. Mom was there, pushed the hustle.
I mean, I had, like, a full cartel before I even put it on my own face.
That's good.
I was a huge tomboy.
So, I mean, your makeup looks great.
It does. It's flawless. Yeah. It's giving skin.
It's definitely giving skin. But know that you really never did makeup.
Yeah, I never did. I had a friend who did makeup actually in college, and she loved makeup, and I would let her like play with eyeshadow and stuff on me, but I didn't wear it out and stuff.
Yeah, that's funny. And now she cold. It's like I said, it's giving skin. We finna take some pictures so y'all can see, cause y'all need to see what's going on over here.
Wait, and you still doing makeup right now, right? Mm-hmm. We can book you, okay? Yes. Cause I actually like
it. I am a traveling makeup artist.
Come on now. Come on now.
Yeah, she gonna pull up on you, beat your face and dip, carrying 100 bags and won't let you help her carry them to the car. I was like,
I just be afraid somebody gonna drop my bags.
No, I understand it.
Like, I'm okay if I drop it and my stuff fall. I gotta pay for it. But if you drop it, I'm gonna be like,
looking at you like, you clumsy bitch. Like, yeah, dropping my stuff.
Makeup is.
It is. I didn't realize it until my little sister started doing it. And she was like, I need this for this. And I was like, what?
Makeup, brushes, all type. And then you gotta also think about the skin.
The
skin type, you gotta put, yeah.
Yeah.
You do not want nobody who just sit there and just put
the undertones,
Yeah. It's actually an art, so thankful. Because I don't have the patience. I always keep saying I want to do learn to do makeup, and I watch a couple of YouTube videos, and I'm like, yep, it's over with.
You know what? And I should have screen recorded you giving us tips. I call her my fairy makeup godmother because she be telling us how to do shit. And baby, I missed a step when I was trying to do my nose today. And I was like, I should have screen recorded. She shared a video on like how she snatched that nose. And I was like, baby, this is not.
I be expecting people, I don't know. I be expecting people to screen grab it because I'm like, y'all know I'm not doing YouTube.
Yeah. And then she posted on the story. So after a day, it's over.
Every time I do questions and answers, somebody always, when you gonna do YouTube? I'm like, y'all know the tedious ongoing process of trying to edit, like I did a vlog for Mexico that's still just chilling because I don't have time for that.
No, it is.
It's like I would have to hire somebody, and I'm one of those kind of people that because I'm a Virgo, I want everything to be perfect, and I'm like, if you show me how to do it, I know I can get it right, but like, who has the time?
Yeah, that's why they get paid so much. Yeah. That's why they literally get paid to make videos because it's a lot. And it looks easy.
It's a cool job.
Yeah, it is. It is. Coming up with content and shit. I was just talking about that today. Instagram, I want to just delete that shit off my phone and go missing. But then I got a friend who be like, look, I just got paid this much. And I'm like, damn. Let me.
Yeah, make some content. Make some content. Exactly. Because I've been thinking to myself, I want to start getting on TikTok. And I'll be like, damn.
I'm not adding no more social media.
I know, that's my thing.
I said I'm getting old, because I said it today. I said I'm getting old, because I just don't have the energy to create a TikTok profile for real, for real. Like, I have one. I've been having one for a minute, but no.
The app is on my phone, but I never go to it.
I done went viral hella times. And so now she's getting the process of, like, trying to, like, monetize it. And then once I saw how much people was making on TikTok, I'm like, am I wrong? Like, because I told her
TikTok
I was.
TikTok is the highest paid platform.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it anymore. We're done with social media.
I wonder sometimes what's the face, because I don't think Instagram is gonna last. Maybe people might move all the way to TikTok. I don't know, but I don't think that Instagram will be around in the next 5 years.
Yeah. I think Instagram will be around just because people like pictures.
That's the only reason. Yeah. Instagram. Yeah. Like I don't like the whole Facebook. Everybody's opinion. I don't want to read what you. I don't care about
all the status.
Yeah, I don't care about your opinion on stuff. Like, that's wild. And then, like, Twitter. I think when Twitter, maybe, like, 2015, I had to get off Twitter. I think I got addicted.
I love Twitter.
I love Twitter. You put a phone down, and I pick it right back. I can't live like this. I can't be attached to nothing like this.
Twitter is one of them things. I swear you see everything on Twitter before you see it on anything else.
She loves Twitter.
Twitter is funny.
They the trendsetters.
It is. Black Twitter funny as fuck.
Whenever I sent her something, she was like, I seen that on Twitter 3 days.
That's why I just send people stuff. Even if you ain't got no Twitter page, I just send you the link.
That's
like,
why my grandma was like, you don't watch the news. I was like, girl, I get my news from Twitter.
Right, exactly.
I get my news.
Let me see what's going on.
Twitter is one of those apps. Like, I don't care how old we get, we need to keep Twitter because there's people on Twitter who, like, I would never know anything about them if we deleted our Twitter. But right now, I'm like, oh my gosh, she done had that baby. Oh my god, look at her. Like, I know these people. I done met people on Twitter and now they in my close friends. Shout out to y'all.
Because y'all are. Yeah, I met Mia. I definitely met Mia on Twitter. I follow her and I'm like, oh, she's cool. I'm cool. Let's be friends.
You get to get their personality, like who they are inside.
Yeah, versus us just seeing pictures. Yeah. Yeah, that's the only thing I don't sometimes like about Instagram, because I sometimes feel like it's not as authentic as you think it is. Everybody want to look so perfect.
Me and my friend just had this conversation because I was going through deleting pictures and I was showing her photos, and she was like, I guess like everybody's trend now on Instagram is saying they're not an aesthetic. She was like, I'm looking at your pictures from like 2005, 2016. Like, no, bitch, you are the aesthetic. Like, you've been doing the same stuff that everybody's doing. Like, everybody loves roses, they love champagne, they love all these things now. And she was like, you've literally been living in black girl luxury your entire life.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's why I always say, like, I don't say I'm not an aesthetic as far as, like, a trend to say that I'm not. And we know we're setting this camera up to take a picture. Like, this how I grew up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, my daddy got roses for my mom on a regular, I mean, not actually Birds of Paradise, which if you look it up,
I love Birds of Paradise. Yes.
On a regular basis. So it was like, that's how I grew up, but I'm like, it's funny how everybody's like, oh, going out to eat and doing this just for a picture, and I'm like, y'all really.
That's my life, yeah.
Like, I be eating, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's what we was talking about at Bar Taco. I'm like, no, I'm actually hungry.
Yeah, they're like, you ordering this for that? You on a date? No, we eat steaks for real. Like, I love steak, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I got another question, because I know this been like a trend of like women more now are saying, like, they taking themselves on date and dating their friends and being romantic with themselves. Right. How do you feel about that trend itself? And what is teaching women? I want everybody to answer that.
I like it. I like that it's teaching, you know. I know that a lot of people didn't have the privilege of their parents or being able to do something. I know people who didn't go out to eat today was grown.
Right,
so
yeah.
After hearing women say stuff like that, I think it's important. I am a kid who grew up. I was a debutante. I knew how to do, we had to do etiquette classes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like, it's amazing to see people don't know what fork to use. But
that's me.
You know what I'm saying?
I took an etiquette school and forgot.
Like that kind of stuff, because you're not gonna live in Nashville in this box with these certain people that you grew up with for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Who wanna be at the table not knowing how to carry yourself or what up? My favorite. Don't know how to order a steak. You shaking the table trying to
I stopped talking to a man for that.
No, for real.
I stopped talking to him for that.
I asked both questions before we even go out.
Do y'all have a problem teaching them that stuff?
No, I don't have a problem teaching
them. I'm not asking
you.
I stopped talking to... I went out with one dude, the dude I told you I was trying to make my sugar daddy. We was out in Franklin. He was old as hell. He was 50-something. He had diabetes. And he was trying to... At his big age, we was at... Connor's.
Connor's is good, too.
Girl, I wanted them lamb chops for Connor's, and he ordered that steak. He was like, no, I want it well done. And it was like a big-ass steak, like one of the fancy
the
ones.
The Tomahawk?
It better not be no big-ass ribeye.
It was thick as hell.
Well done.
Well done. And I said,
he gonna be chewing for a long time.
While the waiter was there, y'all. While the waiter was there, he did. I was like, he ain't never came too far from the hood. I can't do that.
That'll do it. What they say?
That'll do it. You ain't got to worry about me. That was my key out the door, okay?
That is like Nike
55. That's old as fuck.
Yes, and it had the nerd to be talking about, let's just get married. That's my issue I have. I want a sugar daddy, and they be trying to marry me. I need them to understand I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
I think they just be talking.
I've had somebody.
You gotta live in a moment with them.
They say what they think you want to hear because you're young and haven't been married. You
know, when I was 19, I was talking to somebody who was almost 40. He pulled up outside my auntie's house with keys to them new condos when they first built them, the ones off Main Street. He pulled up with a key and was like, I know you're tired of living with your auntie. I just got you a condo and a ring and everything. And I was like, I am 19. If you think I'm gonna start my 20s,
listen.
And that was when I was way less refined. Like, I know I'm a nigga now, but back then, I was like...
You could have took the ring and been like, I'm accepting this ring, but this is not a proposal.
No, and you said that to you. Was like, one thing I'm going to do is get some jewelry, so teach the girl.
I'm okay, Infinity Stones.
Not Infinity Stones. No, for real.
No, like, it's the way you just got to... You got to get yourself out of that. You gotta have a conversation. They think that's what you wanna hear. You a young girl, you never been married before. I'm telling you what men think of black women. That's what they think. We just wanna be swept off our feet, married, and deal with anything. And that's why they marrying us. Because they're like, once I marry her,
she gonna deal with whatever.
I can do whatever I wanna do.
Yep.
That's why they love the quiet, stay at home women. They be like, why they always getting married? Cause they at home.
And I'm outside, baby.
And they love you.
For real. And they love. That's who they really want to be with.
Number two, yeah. What they want to do, but they want to make sure they still got somebody home, washing and cleaning, and there when they need the towel.
And that's what you know. What I had a guy.
Miss Linda.
Did y'all see that? I see that shit too.
Okay, I'm screaming. I'm screaming because I saw that shit late as hell and was crying. I was like, this is what y'all been talking about.
Me too. I see. She was pushing the promotion disc. I'm like, damn, what is Miss Linda? Somebody showed me that motherfucking video. I was like.
Yes, my homegirl sent me the video the next day.
There's pressure behind him. I'm like, wow.
And that's one thing. Let's talk about that. That's what we go wrong in dating too. And no, I'm proud to say I've never fought over a man. Never will.
Never.
But even if I did used to fight over a man, we're almost 30. They might have been 30 plus in that video. One thing we're not going to do is fight over these men. One thing we're not going to do is feud over the. You know what I've always said? Don't even come to me as a woman, because I don't
real.
Care.
Me either.
I do not
the
care.
The fact that you said you saw my suitcase, well, bitch, why are you here? You saw my suitcase, bitch. You didn't.
But no, my first question was, how do you know what my suitcase looks like? You had to have gone to back to the Facebook and say, she had this suitcase back in 2018.
You have to research and investigate.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if you're doing all of that,
that's
leave
too
that
much.
Alone.
Leave.
That's clown behavior.
Yeah, that's...
But did they not say... I mean, I don't know about the backstory, but I mean, you go out of town, you're going to take a picture, right? So
yeah.
Maybe it just don't happen to be... We don't know each other. But you know both of us.
But you know your nigga head.
And you know
that nigga
friend.
Elbow.
Yes, I'm
like,
you
yeah.
know one friend more than the other. We can all be friends. But you know her more than you know me. So if you see me, you're going to be like, ain't your man in Jamaica?
But
yeah.
I just be looking like, I'm be real, and I always say it. Baby, if that nigga not a multi-millionaire, I'm not even finna fucking... You a thousandaire? Baby,
gone. Not a thousandaire.
I don't know. Because
a
thousandaire, you'll never be the careful.
Somebody send me a picture of the boyfriend.
I see the picture.
Don't speak on him because that's the homie, but...
I don't know. I'm not from Nashville, so I don't know. I just be seeing the stuff.
Off air, I need a picture.
Look, you know, my friend, when she sent me the video, she said, and this is the girl, and this is the boyfriend, and this is, you know, you need them friends sometimes.
You do.
Because I was like,
who else gonna know? Yeah.
I don't know any of these people personally, but I was like, that's him, and they was arguing. Like, I did all that, but I don't know any of these people, so if you hear this episode, I don't know y'all. I'm not talking about y'all because I don't know y'all, but the shit was funny. But yeah.
I just gotta say, we've had enough stories of women receiving bottom tier treatment from men.
Yes.
I want to hear Prince's treatment.
That was something on Twitter, and I loved the trend, because I get tired of hearing y'all say about
it. I didn't like how a lot, and did you go to the comments of that?
Uh-uh.
I didn't like the comments. A lot of women were naming material items that men do, and I mean, that's great too, but like, that's not Prince's treatment.
Yeah, does he care about your mental?
If a man got money, he give you something.
That's something.
I think genuine, like, I always say this, even though my homies think I'm a gold digger, I'm really not. It's like niggas with money. But
there's nothing wrong with that.
We like people with money in general.
Yeah, but literally, because I make money on my own. Like, it's even I make money. But it's my story. But I feel like what you can do for me as a person, if you can make me a better woman, I'm going to fuck with you.
Yeah,
yeah, I agree.
That's what, if you can push me to be a better mom.
Wrong,
yeah, of course they do. But if you can teach me how to be a better mom, better businesswoman, better educator, better friend, I'm going to fuck with you.
Yeah.
That, to me, that matters. To me, that lets me know you care about me.
Mm-hmm,
I don't give a fuck about anybody can buy me some.
Yeah.
Do
I'm
something with your peace.
Ooh, yes, peace.
Yeah, if you
peace
come with any type of headache.
Yeah.
The person who brings the most peace.
They get the most time.
Get the most time.
Mm-hmm.
As simple as that. Like, if we can sit in a room together quiet as hell, got nothing to say to one another, and I just feel like, you know, I know every woman has felt like that. You can be in a room, but you be thinking like, you got that feeling like, what's wrong with him? Like, even though y'all quiet, because you just, I don't want that feeling. I just want to be in a room like, I'm just glad
I'm
being alive.
Yeah.
Like, I'm happy you're in the house just chilling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That feeling? Oh, cool. We ain't got time to
be bitches.
Messy as fuck.
They worse than the women. Like, you think it's women out here gossiping?
It's
the
niggas.
Men.
It's
I
definitely.
Love nigga tea, though.
No,
they
off
the chain.
Don't even be knowing what's going on.
Women tell other, like, we pillow talk in a weird way, but we give our opinion on things.
Yeah.
Men gonna give you straight facts about everybody in the situation. Well, he do this, but she do that. And you gonna hear,
damn, the wind almost opened the door.
No, I think somebody actually here.
Like, wait a minute. Like,
let me find out that snow about to walk in here on our ass. I hope it don't snow.
Like, men, the way they give it, it's different.
Yeah.
You feel like you know everybody by the time they gonna tell
them. No, for
real. Now you going around the niggas and you looking like,
mm-mm. No, because I heard about you. Yeah, like, got me judging your friends. I don't even know these people. I don't even know these people. So, I asked you to come up with a list of a couple of things. Do you have anything for us? A top, give us a, I don't know, just give us like some, what can we do better in our dating? You know what? She's going to add to her bio after tonight, dating expert, and that's on period.
No, because I actually, it was a Poor Minds, they brought a lady on there that was a dating expert, and she was talking to them about practice, and one of the girls was talking about, like, you know how you was just saying how you can be with somebody and know you're not going to get married, and they're not going to, it's just, this is it, and,
just I mean, y'all can take it. Y'all ain't got to take y'all shoes off. Y'all can just go in the kitchen. Okay. We finna wrap it up. Thank you so much.
Not thank you so much. I'm screaming.
Hey, another word. Another word is y'all didn't hurry up. Fuck y'all. Yeah. Go to that goddamn kitchen.
Woo, hands. Me with the hands.
Damn, you, I forgot to play softball.
No, but the dating expert was talking about when you meet people, you should just date them. Use them as a, you know, as a learning tool or like practice.
Like you said, experience.
Experience, yeah. And I think that.
I think, which I'm learning from a lot of different people. Me and my friend were just speaking about intentions. You have to start telling people immediately what you want and stop changing your mind or lying to hear what they got to say. Because I think a lot of women are out here saying, I don't want a relationship. And then 2 weeks later, you acting like you want a relationship. And mm-hmm. that's confusing as hell because now I don't even want to talk to you in that manner. And if you do want a relationship, I think we just got to choose our words a little bit better.
Yeah. Right?
I know you feel like you scaring somebody off by saying you want a relationship right off the bat, but like,
if that's your intention, that's your intention.
Don't let him waste your time.
Yeah,
It's important to live in your truth, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Your truth, nobody can ever use that against you. Because right. you blunt, you upfront about it, you like, this is what I want, this is what I'm expecting. And if he can't handle that, it's cool. I'm going to respect you enough, respecting me enough to not waste my time.
Then I feel like you reserve the right to be upset that he wasted your time.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
Because you're sitting here pretending like you didn't want anything serious. And he's real. I mean, I feel like after you tell a man you don't want nothing serious, he's chasing the fuck.
Yeah.
That's all he's trying to do now. Because he think that's what you want. They don't understand there's a medium.
Yeah.
They don't understand I want to kick it and I want to kiki with you and I want to talk to somebody every day, but I don't want no title. They don't get
and
that.
That's where I am. Because I'm in a space where it's like, I want to date. I want to have fun. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be in a committed relationship, but I want my person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
I want my person.
Yeah, I'm the same
and so
way.
I don't really always feel like I'm talking to somebody now and I don't really know how to, like, he asked me, he was like, so what do you want out of this? And I was like, I want us to have fun.
Out of this. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
And I can tell you what I want out of this, but that don't mean. That's what when men be like, oh, she got somebody else in the cut always. I may be actually waiting on that person to tell me that he ready to be with me too, but that has nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
So if I'm intentionally telling you that I don't want a relationship with you, I feel like men gotta start doing that too. Like,
yeah.
I do want a wife. I do want to eventually get married. Because I think a lot of times what women be like, oh, we getting him prepared for his wife. And they be all hurt and shit.
But really, always solid.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I do want a wife, but you don't carry yourself like my wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
That's up to me to change or whatever. I mean, it depends on what it is. A lot of times what Dirk say, the body count, is something as simple as that.
His fucking nerve.
And when you posted that shit that said the fact that nobody with a white baby mama who looked like a damn Confederate soldier can tell me, that shit had me crying because the nerve.
The only thing I can say is that's his choice.
Yeah, that's his preference.
We be making some choices too. Like, we be sitting there saying, we don't want a broke nigga.
No.
But a broke, if the nigga rich and he got 7 kids and we know he can take care of them and us.
Yeah.
Children probably don't mean nothing no more.
Yeah.
So exactly. So it's kind of like that's what you love about her. That's what he love about her. Like, and then people beat him up about that. I'm like, bro, he's a hood nigga. Like, what did y'all expect him to be? Your poet?
Yeah. And let's talk about it. Most men are shallow.
They are.
Very shallow.
I say that all the time.
I had somebody tell me, you know how I've been telling y'all I want a sugar daddy. And I had one of my homeboys tell me, they was like, you don't give that off. He was like, I'm scrolling on your Instagram. You got aunts. You got an afro. You wearing hair wraps. You look like the type of person who is like. Yeah. He was like, he said, you look like. I'm not easily impressed by material shit, so you need to come deeper than that. He said, so a nigga who know all he can offer you is money, he's scrolling right past your shit because he like, I ain't prepared for that. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, he was like, all the girls who have sugar daddies, they on here. They got lace fronts. They got, you know what I'm saying? They got all of this. They got, you know, you ain't got no lace front today.
Play dance. And yeah. I have people in my life, family and friends, who can play the damsels. Me and my mom, I was just telling her, I can't do that.
Yeah.
We at the gym, and it's women who pretend like they don't know what they're doing. And I'm sitting here like, but a man gonna be like, oh shit, I like her form. She killing it. You know what I'm saying? But she pretending 3 different niggas on 3 different days, I don't know how to do this, or doing it wrong so they can help. And they're interested in her.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, that's not who they would date. They're interested in her because they're like, okay,
the moment,
she easy.
The moment.
She keeps I want to see what this is about. But you can ask any man that actually attends the gym. They want another woman that attends the gym and know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
So it's a huge difference. Like I said, he may not wife that person. He may wife the person and know what they're doing. But it just comes down to you look strong. You carry.
That's what he told me. He said, you look like you don't need no nigga for shit.
Yeah.
So why would I come to you with? I was like, look. So what I'm supposed, how I'm supposed to get a sugar daddy? What I gotta look, you know?
You gotta be the damsel. Feminine, like, you gotta be more so. You know, I just told this nigga's a very paid nigga. He told me, he was like, the fact that you don't need me is what scares me about you.
Yeah.
He's paid, but I don't need him. I don't even want a nigga to feel like I need him.
And that's my thing. Like, I don't ever want you to feel like that.
But I know if when I realize with men, the most men that I've ever got stuff from, like money, materialistic, whatever you want to call it from, it's because I had to like tone myself down. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, I need you, like, baby, no, I don't want to. I gotta talk all sweet shit. Like, I really want to be like, bro.
I struggle with this.
I really don't want to do this shit. But yeah,
it's easy to do it with people you don't like.
That's really what it is.
I have a, like, if I actually like a man, like, if I'm like, okay, cool, I like him. I'm always like, oh, I'm not trying to make his pockets hurt. I want him to stick around. Like,
you told me that when you did my makeup
that
day.
If I don't like you,
nigga, where the money at?
Yep.
Literally.
Straight off the bat, yeah.
What we going to eat at? I'm going to make everything go a transaction because that's normally how they come to me. Like, it's a transaction.
Oh, this is the old Mia.
I got this, I got that. Okay, cool. You pretend like you got everything. Apparently, you're showing your hand. That's what you want me to use you for.
Yep.
But I know it's a lot of times, a lot of people, I think women got to get away. Like, I'm all about... I keep trying to remind people to quit saying black luxury, and I just have to learn this myself. Just call it luxury.
Mm.
It's a lifestyle. But, like, people are really like, oh, they really think you can't have both. Like, oh, she got designer. Her, what's the word I'm looking for? I can't even say the word. Like, if you got this, then your priorities are not straight.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm trying to say, quit thinking we got to choose. Cause
which one?
Black.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't know what people got. People, because you drive this car off, she ain't really got no money. She got this car is paid off.
Yeah.
This designer bag is hers. It's not rented. You know what I'm trying to say? So it's kind of like some people don't care.
We question black women all the time with luxury.
Yep.
But why though?
First thing is somebody else bought it.
Yep.
They financed it.
Because it's on Sex in the City, Miss Carrie. What was they? Rent bag still?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, like, I remember that. Yeah. Yep, I remember when I went to like one of those women empowerment things. We will get on that another time. But and the girl, I don't know if y'all know Jay Renee. So she has like a boutique and stuff now. And she was there speaking and she was saying like when she first bought her Benz, she went to some store and she hopped out the Benz. She said, and I'm like, I'm excited because I just got this shit a couple weeks ago. She's like, I finally got me enough to like buy me a Benz and I'm not hurting. You know what I'm saying? So she was like, okay, I'm feeling accomplished. And she getting out the car and the man asked her, did your man buy that or your daddy must have got that for us? She said, I was so ready to tell him. She said, no, baby, I did this. This is me. I'm providing this for myself.
And
like,
I'm happy to hear that because do you know I have learned with this Facebook and Instagram aesthetic, women are out here pretending that men are doing things.
I hate
you
that
you have to
so
get
much.
Other men about
them. I'm quick to say. I'm no nigga. I need all my credit.
Right, exactly.
What? That's crazy to me that you would buy something with your money and pretend that somebody else bought it. Like, no, you don't get to play Santa Claus.
Yeah, yeah, I definitely hate that too. I just said that. I was like, some of the new girls are doing that I don't understand. Like, I'm quick to say, like,
the Valentine's TikTok girl.
I was just
going to
say, like, Valentine's Day.
She blew me.
What she do?
I didn't even
say. Can y'all tell me the story? Because I got to hear this.
The Valentine's girl, she said that her boyfriend broke up with her. She knows not TikTok, it was Snapchat. She decorated the room, got lingerie, got dressed, act like somebody did it for her. Then she said she actually, he hit her up and was like, hold on, let me say it right. He ghosted her prior to this. He seen that she did all of that stuff, and he hit her up and was like, bitch, like, I can't believe you got a man after you just let me hit, and I dipped.
Mm.
And then she said they started talking again. He came, like, the next day, hit again, and ghosted her again. So you trying to tell me you did all of that and you didn't even pull off what you were trying to attempt? What?
Right. Like, you know, like, please.
I am dead.
Your boyfriend, though. Like, he's like your ex-boyfriend. Like, he literally hit, came, fucked, and dipped on your ass. And you faked the Valentine's to get him back.
Hell no.
So
see, that's what I'm saying.
You weren't capable of being loyal to begin with because you had a boyfriend, quote unquote.
who threw you a whole Valentine's shindy.
That was dumb.
Yeah, that's some things.
Ooh, girls, I'm not get doing. It together.
Like, please.
Yeah. And then she posted it from Snapchat to TikTok, and I was like, wait, so you embarrassing yourself publicly now?
Yeah, and
you
I
already
yeah.
took the L.
Take your L in private. Like,
please. I'm definitely taking my L's in private.
Listen, that's me. I'm taking all my
W's in private too.
Yeah.
Down,
oh man.
No, for real. So, and I yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely, but you know what? I'm always quick to say, like, I've never experienced that. And I saw somebody tweet, like, women, y'all gotta stop doing that. Stop tweeting and posting, like, I ain't never had a Valentine's Day. Like, I ain't never because the next nigga that come, they're like, she ain't used to this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I ain't even gotta do what. Yeah. Yeah. And look, I don't know if it was you or somebody else who posted. As long as a motherfucker know they can feed you crumbs, you'll never eat steak.
Oh yeah.
And like, and I was like, like, nigga, I like steak and lobster tails. Come over this motherfucker.
On a daily basis.
Like, please. This is not the Instagram aesthetic. Like you said, we really eat like this.
No, nigga. I really like going to eat, nigga.
Yeah. Feed me.
I'm going to eat. Regardless if you going to be here or not, I'm about to eat. Regardless if you going to be here or not, I'm about to go somewhere. Regardless if you...
Okay, so not recently, it's been like a month or so. I went on a date and we didn't check in. Like, you know how you normally check in prior to going? And my mom was like, you still about to go and you haven't heard from him? And I was like, no, he knows what time we're supposed to be there. It's a reservation. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, my friend, everybody was like, you really about to go and you have not heard from this man. I said, now, when we get here, I can check this and tell him that's not how I roll. Mm-hmm. But the place that I picked that I wanted to eat, I'm eating regardless.
If he show up or not.
So what's going to happen is when I post this meal without you being here, he showed up.
Right.
But if you didn't show up and I post this without you being here and it shakes your memory, like, shit, I was supposed to be there, let me reach out or whatever you was about to do, if you didn't make it, you're going to realize that's why I deserve to be here anyway. You didn't stop a show. Like, sometimes you got to prove there ain't nobody stopping the show.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You and your friends, your homegirls, whoever, you want us to go somewhere really bad and they cancel on you, go anywhere.
Anywhere, yep, that's how I am.
Wear the same thing you was, don't save the outfit, get up and go anyway.
Yeah.
It's like,
I was a good regardless.
Baby, and
period.
I'm saying, I got my tripod go everywhere with me. We're
going to
get these pictures off.
Mm-hmm. I was just having that conversation earlier. I was like, look.
Are you going to be thinking who was winning?
Yeah. You should.
You should.
I used to, but I don't.
You know what? I was talking about that. I was talking about that to my friend today when we were hiking. I was like, look, well, she said, it seems like the older people get, the busier we get, we take less and less time for ourselves. You know what I'm saying? She said, I get it. You want to wear workout clothes every day. Because she be getting me together. You know, I done be coming with the fits. She be getting me together. She was like, I get it. You want to dress like this every day. She slick read me. You want to dress like this every day because it's comfortable. Yeah, she was like, because it's comfortable. She said, but take the extra 30 minutes. Do your makeup. Put on a real outfit. Put on a, you know. You just tired,
I'm tired.
That was me. Like in college, when I think about how I used to get up early to do my makeup to get the, you know what I'm saying? Now I'd be like,
you gotta at least start off by designating a day once a week.
Yeah, that's what I told her. I said I'm gonna start once a week.
That's why I actually do like going on dates.
And that's why I said I'm swinging. I'm fighting for my damn life out here.
No, for real. But that's why I've been saying that on. Go ahead.
That's why it's important y'all make y'all treat yourself sufficient.
Yep.
Yeah.
Argue with people with younger kids routine. Like people like, I didn't grow up in a household that was not clean. Like people like, oh, my house is junky. We say that like just to be saying.
But no,
I did not grow up with a house messy.
We didn't grow up like that. We didn't like my mom's house now, you can't sit on the couch. We never grew up sitting on the couch chilling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you don't teach your children, and I say start as young as possible, how to do stuff for theirself, then that just gives you more time for you. You get dressed, and then you chill in time, finish getting dressed. And it's not really, I mean, we're talking about, I'll say, like, starting at age 4.
Yeah, and that's
me.
Because,
I mean, you know how to sit still. Unless you have ADHD or you have some kind of mental illness where you cannot be still, then there's no excuse. Because when you go to school,
you gotta sit still.
Or when you go to church, or if you go to the doctor's office, you know, that you gotta teach them that stuff, like, why it's important for us to sit still. Why it's important for us to help me.
And
as a parent, as an auntie, that's the first thing I'm going to holler out. Help me.
Yep.
We can get whatever you want, we're going to get that fast if you help me.
Yeah, that's what I'm working on with my son too. Cause my mama, she used to say that all the time, especially when my son was like, when he first started walking, she was like, one thing I wish I would have done with y'all is taught y'all earlier, like, keep your room clean. Mm-hmm. If you hungry. And so now, like, my son, he will get up, y'all. And as long as I have, like, stuff that he likes, he will get up, get him an apple, sit at TV, turn the TV on in the living room, and won't even wake me up. And then when I wake up, especially on a Saturday or something, when I wake up, he like, oh, hey, rise and shine, mama. Yeah, I ate me some, you know what I'm saying? Like, he, so I'm like, yeah, that definitely makes sense. And mm-hmm. I told my mom, like, when you have kids, I think the more you teach them to do for themselves, that's what makes them better adults versus, like, how much you do for them.
Yep, exactly. Because
I know so many spoiled grown-ass men. Let's talk about it.
No, like, and my son, he's 5, but shout out to my baby Carter. He ain't gonna never listen to this. I don't know why this person's calling him. Shout out to my baby Carter.
He might listen to this.
Right. You gotta let him hit his clip.
Yeah.
You know? Carter, baby, this is for you. He is getting to the point now, y'all, where he's going to, like, get the trash can all the way down from Bottom Hill for me and bring it up. So every Thursday evening, mm-hmm. he gets the trash can, bring them. And when we walk in anywhere, like my mama or my homegirl, me, he's like, let me get the door.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Like, he came all the way around the other day and was like, I'm grabbing the door. And I was like, Carter!
And that's for the show when he becomes an adult. Because I know men who come over and they be like, you want to take your trash out? And I'd be like, yeah.
And let me tell you, I started dating a younger dude. We went out, and it's been so long. It made me realize how much I've been deprived, okay? A bitch really ain't used to shit. And it's okay? Like, this man, like, this was the first time in a long time that, like, I didn't have to touch a single door, even the car door. You know what I'm saying? This was the first time in a long time, like, we went and we were eating, and he was like, come on, let me pray over the food. And he grabbed my hands and was like, and I was like, we love a religious king. Yeah, and he young, and that's what I'm saying. And so that's why.
Your granddad got me way. Definitely.
Grandpops.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. Yeah, you were so fun. We gave you a new title, so thanks. I put that. I know you're biased.
Before the game starts, I'll tell everybody, address me as such.
Right, period.
You know what I'm saying? So when I put the show out, I'm putting the date next for her. You know that, right?
That's a title. Shout out to me for coining that title for her.
No, it was really good having you. You did give us a lot of tips and information. And just, you were fun. You were so fun.
Yes, a vibe. A motherfucking vibe.
You were definitely you. I follow you on Instagram. We all got to hang out now. Yeah, yes.
Yeah, she said she outside this summer because somebody,
we all outside. We all outside.
Look, I told her we in the DMs because we going to the day parties. We going to the rooftop.
We going everywhere.
We outside.
Yeah.
Out here, for real.
So invite tell everybody where we can find you on Instagram.
Me. And if I don't come the first time, don't stop.
Because I will show up.
Eventually.
Eventually, I'm going to show up. You know what? I'm going to get up and go.
You know how slow people be stop inviting you. Don't stop inviting me, y'all. Everybody, please keep inviting me. I'm going to make it to something.
That's me. Like, and I had to tell myself. I was like, I got to show up to something because people going
to
stop.
I'm really like, if you have to, like, I'm a Virgo. I'm a planner. Like, you got to.
Yeah.
You can't call me the same day. I'm not coming.
You know, we...
Yeah, like, it has to be written down in pen or it's not going to happen.
No, for real.
That's why I said if it's not on my calendar, it's not happening.
No, that's why I actually I've been using my planner now. I'm like, damn, I'm getting to the, but I got to. But go ahead and give us your social media.
My Instagram is I am Shawn, S-H-A-W-N, Cozy, C-O-S-E-Y.
Yes, follow her on Instagram. She funny as hell, you know.
I need to be more personable again because, you know, I went to my close friends and I've been starving the people on my story.
You know, people, you know what, that's what people kind of want, and that's why when we talking about people showing on social media that they just perfect, but I do, what I like about Carisha, Young Miami, is that we kind of get to see her personality,
right?
And I think that's something, because I like it, me and you right now, I love your personality, so.
And I mean, I'm still the same way through and through. Everybody laughs because like, my
captions
hit. Like,
yeah, exactly.
People don't understand.
Exactly.
Like, if I stay for the captions, because everything's up to me.
Yeah, she need a caption.
The people
like
want to. The people want to. They give the people.
Definitely come for the pictures. Yeah. And
stand
for the caption.
Yeah. But, give the people a little bit of something. Something.
My story. I used to really just like.
If you slept, stay sleep. I'm eating. Period. Pool. You're sleeping over. You had a good snooze.
That's just one of the many captions. So you need to follow her so you can see. Yeah. And you know what? And that's probably why I don't realize. Let me go look. Oh, you did, because you only got like 100 something left. My girl had 500 something.
Yeah.
Y'all, somebody had her fucked up because she don't went through that.
It says, fly, dress, a big step, a bag, chase, and hell, raise a
She read the cabbage. Make sure y'all follow her on Instagram right now, y'all.
We love y'all.